I had no idea. You know, I talk about digital fraud and how half your money is going to fake analytics and fake clicks, but I didn't understand how it worked. So hang on with me and let's dig in a little bit to Dr. Fu's excellent article in Forbes magazine. Okay, and here we go. The illusion of digital marketing is not marketing. He says half of every dollar you spend buying low-cost ads from tech vendors goes into their pockets instead of showing ads. That was by design. So you wouldn't find out and complain. They wanted to keep you spending your ad dollars. But mobile ad tech vendors, according to Uber's successful lawsuit, spun up more BS to Uber, falsified placement reports to cover their tracks, and in some cases fabricated reports even though no ads were run, and they kept all the money. Programmatic advertising. The illusion of digital marketing, lots of stuff happening when no marketing is taking place at all. Do you understand the profundity of this article? Most of these problems were hidden for years in the fine print, definitions and standards, and the technical details no one even knew to ask about. No one even knew to ask about. I thought about it. Andrew Ettinger thought about it. For example, for years, DoubleClick, the world's largest ad server owned by Google, counted ads when they were served without any proof that the ad ever arrived in the browser to be shown. Imagine if you put something in the mail, let's bring this down to earth, bring something in the mail, and we didn't know if it arrived. Now, there's services for that. And there are in mass media, there's ad logging services, ad tracking services that make sure your ads get run. But in digital, it's so fragmented, no one can do it. I mean, there's no good way to do it. Not a way that's any more trustworthy than Google. But in the postal world, we go to a lot of that upfront trouble to make sure it's a good address, to make sure there's a person there, to make sure that it gets delivered, to make sure that it goes to a decision maker, that they look at it. There's engagement. It's all the way through the process. Mail is the most cutting-edge medium in the world. Okay, so previously the metrics were based on served impressions. Now, here's the trouble. The fine print doesn't reveal that downloaded doesn't even mean downloaded. Viewability. What is viewability? And I hate to be going so long, but this is something we all need to hear. Okay, if 50% of the pixels were visible for 1 second, the ad would be considered viewable. Knock out 50% of the pixels in an image and see how it looks. Especially if it's random and you can't tell which pieces are what. And does the 1 second start after it hits 50%? How would it know? It doesn't know what's happening on your browser. There's no way that a server out there can know what you're seeing on your browser. Got that? There's just too many variables. Okay, so then media agencies seized the opportunity and they said, well, we're only going to use 100% viewable ads. This is a great story. It gets better. It gets worse and worse. Now, here's the problem. The ad dollars that the advertiser was paying the agency still had to get spent. There's a timeliness of advertising, right? The big advertisers plan their ads well in advance, putting them in where they want, paying a premium price for making sure they get viewed. The closer you get to the time of the broadcast, if you will, or the time of now, the immediate, supposedly real-time performance of the internet, the lower you get, you have to pay because maybe not as many people are buying it, which led to this low-price auction concept. The real-time auction, where we'll figure out what ads are best, We'll serve it to the place real time. So when people, you know, go to a car dealership, or better yet, when people go to Sports Illustrated, but they've been to a car dealership site, or they've been to some kind of automotive site, we'll send them your ad for cars. Or if they went to an apparel site and we track you with the third-party cookies, we'll send them your ad for sportswear or whatever it is. Okay, that's the sort of in concept how it's supposed to work. But the problem is they need to buy they need to spend the money. So what happens? Guess who has, here's the punchline, guess who has 100% viewable ads 100% of the time? Fake sites. And the ones who cheat by falsifying viewability measurements. It's like taking rotten apples that could not be sold and deliberately mislabeling them as fresh apples so they could be sold. Even mainstream publishers like Newsweek succumbed to the temptation to fake viewability measurements. Did anyone human or bot even look at the ad? A whole nother question. For years, banner blindness studies have shown that eye tracking analysis that humans avoid the top and right sides of most web pages because they know that's where the ads are. Okay? So more and more websites stuck ads right in the middle of the content feed. So now the question is, by the time the ad loads, did I already get past it? You bet. Much of the time. I scroll fast. I cover dozens of articles a day. Okay? So by the time the auction processed above, the ad serving, downloading, and rendering of the ad, is it complete? Viewability measurements rely on signals that collect from the browser, but those signals cannot tell if a human was actually looking. See, now mail is different because mail, you have to deal with it. It's in your kitchen. It has to be looked at because you have to decide if it's important. And it could be important for a number of reasons. You know, it could be from the IRS. I tend to open those. Could be a check from my kids or a greeting card, all those things. There's always going to be some reason to look at your mail. So when you start the timer on that 1 second required to meet viewability, does it start before or after? How do you know? How would you know? What happens if there's not enough data to determine viewability? Do they assume it's viewable, or do they not report it as not reportable, not measurable? The viewability measurements pertain to whether the ad had the opportunity to be seen, not whether anyone looked at it or not. Got it? Not with mail. This gives you the difference is light, night and day, light and dark. So there's 360 billion globally spent in digital. Wouldn't it be great if they had a deeper understanding? Some CMOs are indeed realizing this and taking action. For example, pausing or turning off millions of dollars of such ad spending. And eBay, Procter & Gamble, Chase, Uber, and Airbnb all tried that. And they noticed no change in business outcomes and activity. That's what Andrew Ettinger says. Turn it off. See if anything happens. So run some concrete experiments for yourself. And I highly recommend that you work with a real direct marketing consultant who understands media, understands digital and the internet, and understands testing, probably with a solid direct mail background. The medium with 100% engagement. But if you're doing digital and you're not thinking about this stuff, and this is way beyond the bots and the clear fraud, this is baked into the system. Baked into the system, you don't know what's going on. So if you've got any number of customers, you need to be mailing something just to see what's going on. I urge you, find somebody to get help. WDMA is a good place to start. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart.